Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Sports Talk. In case you missed it just a few minutes ago, we spoke to Tilden Watson, athletic director at St. Pius. You can find a story about what we talked about regarding the new coaches there at MIMOinfo.com. But now we're transitioning to Seckman High School and Doug Baker, the head football coach there. Well, head football coach no more, as he has taken the position of assistant principal and activities director at Excelsior Springs Middle School. And we're really happy and excited for what's to come for Coach Baker. Coach, kind of take us through the process of you taking that position, kind of how it all came about.
Well, you know, when you have an opportunity to move on and do some different things. Obviously, as a football coach and teacher in general, it's a little nerve-wracking. You know, I've been coaching and teaching for 15 years now, 41 or 42 athletic seasons, and just examining a lot of different things in my life and kind of where I want to end up in my educational profession. I knew within the next 4 to 5 years I was probably going to need to make the jump to administration. So, you know, kind of looked around and nitpicked at an opportunity here or there, and I saw this one that opened up in Excelsior Springs. You know, my ultimate end of profession goal, I guess you could say, is to be a high school athletic director. So this kind of fit the position for me, and, you know, get a good opportunity to start in the administration as a middle school assistant principal and activities director. So I went ahead and applied, and lo and behold, one of 54 applicants later, I was the last man standing. So the decision itself was not light. It was not easy. I know my wife and I had a lot of discussions. We have it awfully great here at Seckman. We live in the Seckman community. Our children, obviously, attend the Seckman schools. We have a great neighborhood, great people I work with, great interaction in the community, and it's just been absolutely fantastic. And that made the decision obviously a little bit harder to do when you just have it so good and there's a little bit of uncertainty on the other side. You know, we discussed it, we prayed about it, we thought about it, and for the betterment of our family and kind of us moving forward, we went ahead and made the jump and made the call.
That's awesome. That really is. Kind of a question I didn't anticipate asking, but I'm kind of thinking about it now. What's more nerve-wracking, coaching a football game or going through that hiring process, interviewing process for the new position of yours?
A hiring process, no doubt. That stuff, even, you know, when I was interviewed at Seckman, we went through three different rounds. It took about a month or so, and that was rather nerve-wracking. I, you know, coaching and teaching for 15 years, my personal opinion, the ball game's a fun time. You know, especially in football, for example, you put a whole bunch of sweat and grind and energy and effort into preparing for a game, either in the season or in the summertime or in the winter. And that's the opportunity there to let that hard work shine, both as a player and a coach. So I always enjoyed those coaching moments and being in the games. But the interview process and going through a hiring will always be more nerve-wracking than any Friday night.
All right, very good answer for an on-the-spot, you weren't anticipating kind of question. so good job there. Now, yesterday I saw on Twitter you made a public declaration to your appreciation to the community, to the players, to a whole bunch of people that have been with you this whole time while you've been at Seckman. And I wanted to take a little quote out of that and just read it back to you and our listeners and just sort of get your thoughts on it. You said, "To my players, I say thank you for all of the sweat, blood, and time you have invested in yourself and your teammates." Would you say that was maybe the thing that you were looking for as a football coach, is to have players that are dedicated, that are invested, and are willing to do whatever they can to help their teammates?
Absolutely. You know, my first year coming in at Seckman, our mantra that year was commitment. And not only to football, but to be better people, to be better teammates, to be better athletes, to be better in the classroom, to be better sons and daughters and just people in general. You know, and that first year it was not tough to continue to preach and try to sell that vision for that year. As far as kids, we had a bunch of hardworking kids who were fantastic individuals. And, of course, that senior class there graduated and moved on. Now they're going to be juniors next year for those who are college individuals. But, you know, it made it, I guess, a little bit more difficult to a certain degree by the fact that, you know, we didn't win any football games. And, you know, with that group, I think it I continue to resonate, and we've always welcomed those kids back to our program and to speak and talk. And we've actually had a couple on our interview committees for our captains, and it's just a great group. And that commitment kind of continued on for those next couple of years. And you know, as a coach, that's I think the greatest compliment you can have is kids who continue to live, preach, and sell that. Your vision of what you try to envision, your vision for your players and your team. And that continued to move forward throughout my 3 years there at Seckman, and it's just been an absolute blessing for those guys to do that. I know they will continue to do that moving forward.
Coach, I know we spoke after the season came to an end at the hands of Fox about, you know, the meaning, the great meaning for what it was for Seckman football to have, you know, the winningest program or have a winning record for the first time in program history. And not only that, but score the most points in program history as well. And I know that you took great pride in that. And I know the players did as well. But for those that kind of missed that conversation you and I had, exactly, you know, what was it like to live to be a part of what you guys were able to do as a football team this past season?
Well, it was amazing. It was amazing for the fact that we had kids who worked through those tough years, my first couple years there, and see that highlight, I guess you say, at the end of the tunnel there, especially for that group of seniors that just graduated last Sunday. It was just awesome. You know, the community support was fantastic. When we were 0-10 or 6-4, we always had people at the games. It was always a packed crowd. It was amazing to see and awesome to see that those kids had been working for 2 or 3 years and it finally came to some sort of success on the field. I thought the year before we had an opportunity to kind of move forward record-wise other than one win. It just didn't happen that way. But to see those kids have that opportunity to feel that success, it's awesome. And I couldn't be more grateful to share those opportunities and those experiences with those kids. And it's definitely something I will hold dear to myself for the rest of my life.
All right, very well. Doug Baker, now former head coach of Seckman football and soon to be the assistant principal and activities director at Excelsior Springs Middle School. Coach, thank you very much for all of your time dedicated to informing KJEF and J98 and our regional radio listening area as to, you know, Seckman football and enlightening us on things there, and certainly appreciate. I know you guys dedicate a lot of time, coaches do, to everything. So it's sort of a general thank you to you guys, but since we have you, to you specifically as well, and we wish you the best. And Hoka hey,
that's right. And man, I appreciate everything that you guys and KJEF and J98 have done for me over the last 12 years, I guess, being in the Jefferson County area. You know, you guys do a fantastic job of promoting our local schools and sports and athletes, and just an overall appreciation for our area, our little slice of the state here. And you guys do a fantastic job of covering us and making sure that people know what's going on in our little certain areas. So thank you, Matt, and everybody there for the fantastic coverage. And I appreciate everything, and I know you guys will continue to do a great job moving forward.
Well, thank you for saying that. Again, that is Seckman's Doug Baker. Again, moving on to be the assistant principal and activities director at Excelsior Springs Middle School as he joins us here today on KJEF Sports Talk.